Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Anthropic announced its first enterprise offering called Team on Wednesday, which costs $30 per user per month and requires a minimum of 5 users. Anthropic makes Claude and was founded by ex-OpenAI research executives with investment from Google, Salesforce, and Amazon. Anthropic's Team plan offers access to all three of the company's latest Claude models with increased usage limits, admin tools, and billing management, and a longer context window so businesses can have a multi-step conversation and upload longer documents, such as legal contracts, for processing. Anthropic also announced its first iOS app, which is free and syncs with web chats and the ability to upload photos and files from a smartphone. Meta announced Tuesday that Batman Arkham Shadow will be released as a VR game that's exclusive to the Meta Quest 3. Iron Man VR developer Camouflage and Oculus Studios are developing the game, set for later this year. We don't know who's voicing Batman yet. Kevin Conroy, who lent his voice to the franchise previously, did pass away in 2022. Back in 2016, Rocksteady Studios released Batman Arkham VR for the PSVR before porting the game to more VR headsets. Beats announced the Solo 4 line. These are over-the-ear headphones that don't have noise cancellation, but do offer wired audio over USB-C and mini jack. They can also play when plugged in, even if the battery's dead, and support iOS and Android. Available in June for $200. Beats also announced the Solo Buds, the line's first sub-$100 pair of wireless earbuds. They have noise cancellation, but not active noise cancellation. The case doesn't have a battery to recharge, so the buds have to be in the case and the case plugged in to charge, but you can do it. They're also $80, and they're available now. Walmart announced Tuesday it's going to shutter all 51 health centers that it opened up across 5 states in 2019. The company is also closing up its virtual care program after acquiring telehealth provider MeMD in 2021. In a statement about the closures, Walmart said, quote, "We determined there is not a sustainable business model for us to continue," end quote. Walmart's 4,600 pharmacies and 3,000 vision centers will stay afloat. As for competitors, Amazon finalized its acquisition of membership-based healthcare provider One Medical for $3.9 billion last year. Best Buy also announced partnerships with healthcare providers last year, including a home healthcare program with Atrium Health. TechCrunch's Sarah Perez reports that TikTok may be circumventing the App Store to avoid paying that Apple 30% commission. David Tesler wrote to TechCrunch saying that he saw the feature, although the feature may be hidden from most users, either by design or because it's only shown to users in a specific group, like testers or people who end up spending a lot on the TikTok platform. But for those who do have access to the new option, they may be seeing a screen that encourages them to recharge at TikTok.com. That's a link, at which point they're taken to TikTok.com/coin. The Financial Times profiled Apple's Vision Lab for developing AI in Zurich, Switzerland. Apple has acquired around 24 startups in the past 10 years in areas like AI reasoning, image and video recognition, data processing, search, and music content curation. Former AI employee and Carnegie Mellon scientist Ruslan Selakhutdinov says chip power and concerns over inaccuracies have slowed Apple's introduction of AI features. We're all expecting to find out how Apple's doing and what they've solved at WWDC, which starts on June 10th. 8 U.S. newspapers owned by Alden Global Capital are suing OpenAI and Microsoft for copyright infringement. The complaint is for using the newspaper's content to train AI models and removing identifying info like what the journalist's name is, titles, trademark infringement for using publication names, etc. The newspapers also claim incorrect answers were attributed to them, which damaged their reputation. Meanwhile, the information sources say Google has reached a $5 to $6 million deal with News Corp to develop new AI-related products. Although News Corp says this is not a content licensing deal. Finally, the Arc browser is the browser that has a collapsible sidebar, vertical tabs, looks a little different, only been available for iOS and macOS until now. If you want to try the browser company's new take on the browser, Arc is now available for Windows. Arc for Windows is the result of the browser company's work to bring Apple's Swift programming language to Windows as well. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. That's where you can find show notes and links to all of these headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. We thank you for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.